Okay. I just seem all distant. Are you thinking of anything? Like, did you leave the stove on? Did you lock the door? Well, actually, you've been feeling a little off for a bit, and I kind of wanted to just bring it up, maybe see if you wanted to talk about it. Oh, if it's something that is, you kind of want to keep to yourself, you can do that. I mean, you know that I am always, always going to listen to you. And I want to help you if I can. But I just if it's concerning me or our relationship, I would rather open up the floor sooner, as opposed to letting it bottle up. So, work on the foundation before the house crumbles. Yeah. Well, honey, I don't want you to feel like you have to let this thing fester. So, and if you talk about it, out loud with someone, then maybe that will even help you work through it. That helps me to just kind of say it out loud and hear myself. And I don't know, it helps put things into perspective and I don't know if it's about anything, but definitely if it involves me, is it about me or something else? Kinda. Well, can you elaborate? Look, baby. Okay, I trust you. But it's making me nervous. So can you explain what you're thinking? And if it's something that I can help or fix, or if we even just to have a conversation with you about it, I would rather do that than be left in the dark. Because this is a two-way relationship, and we're partners in this. Is there a better time, or does now work? So, what's up? Here. Hold my hand. Lay it out. Tell me what you're feeling. Okay. No. Oh. Baby. No, that's why I wanted your hand. I can give knuckle kisses so easily. Come here. Come here. Hold me. Come on. Tight. I know. I know. You should not be embarrassed by that. Be so scary. No, baby. No, love, I'm glad you told me. I'm actually I'm really really glad. This actually, here, let me, can I, will you let me explain it from my perspective? Okay. I want to crush those fears as best I can, which I know that that's going to take time. I know words alone are, might not be enough to rely on. But I feel like I have a counter argument. I don't know if you can call it that. It feels like that. Okay. So, you're right, obviously. I told you, I've told you before, it's not a secret, that you are not the first person that I've fallen in love with. It has happened before, and it was different. It felt really strong, and I'll always remember that. It'll always stand out to me. Because, you know, any first time tends to do that, right? And especially something like this. And I was young, and it swept me away. The way that first loves always do. I'm sorry if this is a shitty comparison to hear, because that is probably how you feel too, right? I'm sorry that you're having to hear me describe this feeling regarding someone else. I'm not sorry that it happened. It taught me a bunch. It made me stronger in myself in ways I hadn't comprehended before. I had just never been in that situation. I never saw that side of myself. And ultimately, for me, felt lovely. It was a good experience, and I wouldn't trade it, because among so many things, the ways that I developed since then, because due to the love that I experienced for someone prior, it led me to you. Not like meeting you, I mean, maybe. I don't know. Butterfly effect. But it made me someone that matches with you. And I'm able to be with you because of how that relationship affected me. And I wouldn't give those results up, because it would mean giving you up. And I never. I mean, I'm not still pining for him or the relationship. I wouldn't go back if the option came up. I am past it. I am very well past that. Those good memories they're nice to look back on, but they were born in the past, and that is the era thereof. And I want this new era to be ones where I make memories with you. And I want to keep making them as long as we are able. That is a priority for me. And I didn't have to talk myself into it. I didn't have to say, this is wise. This is what you should focus on. It's just what I want. It's just, I think about it all the time. I am just so, I am so happy to be with you. I am happy around you. I look forward to seeing you just all the time, because you were my favorite person, just naturally. And I said it does feel different than this one, and it does. It would anyway, because everyone involved is a different person, including me. I can't describe how in love with you I am. And in love with what we've built. I love us. And I am in love with you. And it is different, but I like that. It's different because you're you. I fell in love with you so hard because of who you are. And I feel secure in our relationship in ways that I have never felt in the past. I can talk to you about anything, you know? And I can joke about shit that'll make you laugh your ass off, and I don't have to worry about explaining myself or offending you, or because you know where I'm coming from, and you're not going to take it the wrong way. And you make me feel just so good about myself. You're one of the most supportive people that I've ever met, which is, in some cases, could be enabling, but you shut that shit down pretty decently, so. Yes, I'm referring to the Otter Pops marathon. It wasn't an addiction, okay? I was in my shit. I was craving nostalgia. I happened to have a case of 200 Otter Pops. Now, I didn't finish them, and that's partly thanks to you, so thank you very much. Also, it was autumn, so can't take all the credit, but you know what? I'll give you some extra. Thank you for not letting me get brain freeze. Well, thanks for not letting me get more than I already did. And thank you for letting me feel comfortable crying around you. Because you know that's hard for me. And the way you encourage me to let it out is, it's so valuable, and it's so kind and sweet and understanding. Thank you. Because you love me in ways that I was always terrified that I would never experience. And I want you to know that I want you in strong doses. And I have a sensitive stomach, so. There is no settling. There is no pity. I just want you. Actually, the thing I kind of wanted to say was, you know, besides all that, besides just slinging praise around, I'm glad I'm getting to talk about this now, because I was kind of in the same boat as you, where I was like, I should talk about this, but I just like am, I don't know how to bring it up, and it's embarrassing, and I'm like just scared to put it out there. I'm not saying this to scare you. I should be honest. I know how blinding first loves can be, and how they can overpower everything else really easily, and how they also unlock stuff, like shit that you didn't think of or didn't think applied to you. And well, I okay, tell me if this is dumb. Like, really, please comfort me if I'm wrong. I'm sometimes I'm sometimes worried that after you've gotten enough of a taste for it, that you'll want to move on. Like, I don't know, like, spread your wings and go fertilize other fields. Because just, I know it's intoxicating for a bit, and you think, like, this is it, this is it forever. But eventually, what if you get the development that you need to decide that it's time to move on and want something else? Because during the first time, you do learn a lot about yourself, and I get scared thinking that one day you may decide that you want to explore more options because you've broken that barrier, Like, you've been in love finally and you've done it, and now you're scared to spend more time on it. Like, this particular relationship. Like, I don't want you to feel like you're wasting valuable years on the first person, the very first that you've experienced that with, just because it's the first. I don't want you to think you could be dancing around greener pastures and that I am the stepping stone to that. Like, I'm just the conduit that you needed to find that. Like, if you finally get past the honeymoon phase and realize, sorry. Told you. It's similar. It's like the reverse, but it's the same thing. Didn't want to freak you out. I'm sorry. I have anxiety and I just get scared, but I want you to be happy. And if you decided, hey, shh. If you decided that you were unsatisfied, okay, I would eventually let you go. No. I really, really don't want to. 'Cause this is. You were it for me. All that experience I have tells me that you are. You are just what I want. This is a relationship I can see myself in indefinitely. So, I'm sorry. I don't want to pressure you. This is not, I'm not trying to, you know, try to make you force it to say anything if you ever decide that you don't want it, but I just, I don't know, I get really scared sometimes. I do want to keep you. Let me show you. I know you want me to get to the actual action, but I love looking you through your boxers. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I like seeing you squirm. Your favorite way? With just my teeth. Lift your legs for me. For full contact, baby. Yeah? Are you sure? Well, you gotta start off slow with just that. My cock is twitching. I'm not even touching it. No. Balls aren't cock. Come on. I shouldn't have to tell you this. They're their own thing. They're like neighbors who tell each other everything. Oh. Can I fit the whole thing in my mouth? Let's find out. Well, it's always fun to see if something has changed. I guess not. My mouth hasn't gotten smaller. Hey. Oh. Play with them too. Just a taste. The best cock I've ever had. Do I tell you that? It is true. It is. Except how hard it is to get all the way down my throat. Can you help me with that? I can get it wetter if you want. Sorry. Okay. you. My hips. Just pull them down and make me ride you. Please make me ride you. Deeper, deeper, pull me down. Every time the head pushes right past the more and more and more. Is this the speed you want? Okay. Are you sure? No. No, I love this. But I want to fuck you into the bed. Is that okay, baby? Yes. You deserve it. You deserve this. You need to know how bad I want you. Am I getting the point across? Look at your eyes roll back. I'm so tired. That's because you do this to me. I'm this way because I love you so much. Do you do it to feel my tits? Oh, that's fair. Yours are nice too. I just love looking at your eyes. They're the prettiest eyes in the world. I love it when you do that. Just flip me. And then press into me. And the weight of your body is perfect. You're like one of those $80 blankets that I can never justify myself buying. Mainly because I have you. Thanks for that. It's a nightmare when I'm alone. Don't tease, you dick. Yes, literally. Don't, honey. I want your cock so bad. I miss it. Please, please, baby. Kiss me when you push it in. Thank you. Oh. and get my clip to you. On the list of what I love about you. Didn't count to one, you can't. Was it too tight? It was too good, wasn't it? Oh, you're welcome. We're tied, I guess. Yeah. On multiple things, it seems. I want to tell you again. Just thank you. Telling me about how you feel. I'm really glad you opened up about it. This clearly was a conversation that needed to be had. Of course. I want you to know how I feel. And I want to know how you're feeling too. It's important shit. You feel warm. Warm. Oh, kind of like a furnace, which is very nice for me, inside and out. And you feel satisfying and Manly. Oh no. You don't need to rush to pull out. What did I just say? It feels really good inside. Can we just cuddle like this for a bit? You don't like me being your little cock warmer. I love you too. I love you so much. You are my favorite person. Please. Don't leave me for some hot bitch with better hair, okay? Because I can fix this. I... Thank you. That's just because it's indicative. But I can just... I don't know. Don't leave me for someone with better hair. And don't... Our neighbor has bigger boobs. I know you've seen it. You can't not. And the woman across the street who hands out free samples, that's her porcupine costume. That's hers. Like, she made it. I asked, please remember my face when you become enamored by her hand-painted quills. Stop! Wait! I'm gonna fucking elbow you! Stop!
Yeah, see? You felt that clench, huh? For sure.
Do you want me to do it again? I knew it. You were just with me for the Kegel action.
I knew. I knew it. I knew it.
Honesty is a virtue.
That's how we got into this position in the first place. Oh.
Yeah.
I could be down for another position. Yeah. We can go slow. Work yourself back up to it. But when you start pumping, tell me something else you're thinking. I think I have met hands down the most perfect person for me. And I want you to let me kiss you until you believe it. Mm. Mm.